The long projections that stretch out from the dendritic cell give it its name, one derived from the Greek word for tree-like. The job of the dendritic cell is that of an educator. This elite member of the human immune system grabs a piece of a foreign invader, an antigen, whether from a virus, bacterium, or another organism, and sends out an alarm. It waves a piece of antigen that acts as a signal so that T-cells can rush in and dispatch the interloper. In principle, the actions of the dendritic cell suggest a wholly new approach to cancer therapeutics, except for one hitch. In the terminology of immunologists, cancer cells are self, not encroaching outsiders. A late-stage clinical trial of a cancer vaccine using dendritic cells may be completed by next year and may prove whether or not such a drug can overcome self. Dendrion, which occupies the former West Coast Research Building of Bristol Myers Squibb, a glass and steel structure a few blocks from the Seattle waterfront, has been put on fast-track status by the US Food and Drug Administration to test a vaccine against prostate cancer in a Phase 3 study, testing in large numbers of humans. Unlike a vaccine for measles, mumps and rubella, a dendritic cell cancer vaccine is not used as a preventative, but as a therapy for patients who have already acquired cancer. The dendritic cell is the only one capable of triggering an initial T-cell immune response. So, used in therapy, it is potentially more effective than other approaches to cancer vaccines that just inject antigens directly.